Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 6:23:23. Well, it looks like stuff's starting to go down over in Russia. And Russia's got a little civil war apparently going on, attempted coup d'etat or a civil war or what have you. The mercenary group, the Wagner group, the PMC Wagner of the Russians, which has been fighting in the Ukraine and all of that, their leader, Prigozhin, has posted apparently some kind of a message on social media claiming that the Russian army are deliberately fired missiles at their camps of the Wagner PMC and killed several injuries. So now the thing is that Prigozhin apparently may be bringing troops, and you can go up to stevequayle.com, and he posted Hal Turner's story at stevequayle.com. Up at the top, emergency about Russia and a civil war and that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, there's conflicting rumors and this, that, the other, but apparently all troops inside of Russia have been called to their duty stations, all police, everybody, and that there are all kind of people now starting to hear gunshots and stuff in different subway stations and train stations and things. And I'm going to tell you what, in the midst of all of this, if the Prigozhin is supposedly taking 25,000 Wagner troops to Moscow, then you're going to have some fireworks here. I guess the Russian Spetsnaz has been raiding the Wagner group in St. Petersburg, their headquarters. And then now you're starting to hear about all kind of wild stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, you know who told us all about this, don't you? Lord Jesus. And then roadblocks are being set up in southern Russia, you know, in the Rostov-on-Don area, those kind of areas, which are not that far from the Ukraine either. And checkpoints and stuff being set up. And so we don't know exactly what's going to happen. But in the midst of all this confusion and chaos, this is when somebody like Putin says, heck with this, man. They're coming in on me. I know who started this. And the question gets as to who's paying who what. If you got a mercenary army, well, is somebody up the ante? Did like the money center banks in London or Zurich or New York, did they up some ante or something for Prigozhin? Or is it just stupidity amongst the Russian leadership that they did something, you know, the army heads did something against Wagner? So I don't know, because this is Russia, and Russia is a dark mystery, but you know, here it is right here. And I'll tell you what, you know, we don't have any question about what this has to say. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows, and shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end. Verse 13, chapter 24 of Matthew, red letter edition that Jesus speaks. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, and I tell you, every time I see that, I think of abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take away anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, then should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then if any man shall say unto you, lo, there is Christ, or there be it, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So now I'm telling you, you're really going to know it when Lord Jesus is coming, because he's going to come with the sword in his mouth with his archangels and probably a few other angels, and those that may just want to go ahead and take the jump. I always think about Greg Evenson taking a jump because he was a paratrooper. He knew how to paratroop. I was thinking about him coming down and jumping, you know, into the stuff. I mean, it's just, this thing is getting wild weasel. So none of this stuff is on TV. None of these things talking about it. I was watching Fox. I watched a little bit of CNN. You couldn't see any of it. So they're keeping all this crap from you because you don't know. They want you to be taken amiss. However, look at all the troops and all the planes and all the things in the United States that are now on the street or are being deployed in different locales in the country and driving through downtown market or business districts and armored vehicles or Ospreys landing after armored units pass through a subdivision and they're landing in a subdivision. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is not all normal National Guard training for the week, you know, for the month. No, it ain't. It just ain't. And if you don't see it in your area, it may not be there, because I'm going to tell you, a large portion of the troops of the United States military are deployed overseas. And I'm going to tell you what, we talked about this before, is that all the people, I even said one time, I said, hey, man, if I had somebody that was over in, you know, Poland or Lithuania or Romania or Latvia or Estonia, if I had somebody over there, I'd give them extra money to tell them to make a deal with the transport drivers, that when the time comes, they're lifting off, that they get an extra seat. All right. Because I'll tell you what, all it takes is Putin to get challenged here. And if the thing goes hot, and there's a wild civil war, or if somebody gets in close on him, I guarantee you, he may be right now in the Yamanotu bunker. And then if Putin's in the Yamanotu mountain bunker in the Urals, he may not give a rip. You know what I'm saying? May not care. He may just say, hey, I've probably got a little cancer that everybody knows I might have had, and things are not going well, or thing is starting to crumble, and NATO's threatening to come in, bop, 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 and he's just not going to shoot tactical weapons into Ukraine. If he pushes the button, he'll pop goes the weasel on the U.S., the United Kingdom. Maybe France, not Germany. He won't do Germany because Germany will buy the oil, they figure, and they might be able to take them more to the hole. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Reports that Russian internal communications for secure communications, their systems are all down. So all of this stuff is ongoing right now. And it's like midnight or whatever it is over there. I don't know what it is. It's after midnight over there. But that, in a sense, is just incredible. Just incredible right now. And I'll tell you, apparently now there's new COVID infections in China, Russia, Chinese people. This thing is going to go so nuts. It's going wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. Old Hawk told you it's going to go wild weasel. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better get whatever you're going to get and bring it home. You better get whatever you're going to get and bring it home. Or if you're in the, you know, not that far or from the bug out spot, you better have something packed and ready to go, or you better have the bug out spot packed up. But you got to make sure that the bug out spot is locked up tighter than a drum, because sometimes people can get in your bug out place and they'll be eating your stuff when you get there. The time to talk about and talk cheekishly behind your, you know, behind lapping up your sleeve and all that's done. All right. All that's done now, because I'll tell you, as Biden, if he is a raccoon, gets cornered more and more and more, then the raccoon comes out fighting, or he gives an order somewhere or another and he gets obeyed out there somewhere, and bingo, all of a sudden, then you got stuff crashing into shooting stuff at the Russians, or maybe the Russians, or maybe the United States itself or NATO itself blows up that southern Ukraine nuclear power station where they're storing HIMARS rockets and storing, maybe they're even storing nuclear weapons in there. I don't know. Because that would sure be a cover for it. A nuclear weapons would be covered for it by the radiation from the nuclear power plant. Apparently, the president of Belarus, Lukashenko, is taken off with his family in a plane. Well, what does that tell you? His country has nuclear Russian nukes in it, tactical Russian nukes. Where is he going? He's going somewhere to get out of harm's way, to a bunker or somewhere. Maybe he's going to Russia. I don't know. But his plane is taken off, so there's problems over there, which they're not telling you here about. And all they want you to do is to react when the bomb comes down or when the nuclear weapon goes off from the hypersonic, from wherever. And bingo, do you think the Red Chinese will wait for Anthony Blinken or Red China Joe to call them before they would go in the midst of all of something like this to take Taiwan? No! So we could be asleep at the wheel. Yes, could be asleep at the wheel because you got the old Red China Joe now being backed into a corner, don't you know, with characteristics of nobody F's with the Bidens, okay? And then Hunter dancing and smiling and gigging and having his drinks up there at the old Prime Minister Modi's state dinner at the White House. He's off the hook. He was smiling like he's off the hook. Well, he probably is, because I'm going to tell you, they may not get anything done in all this crap in Congress, all right? They just don't have the will to do it. And the reason is there's too much blackmail in all of D.C., too much on all sides of the coin by everybody against the other party, every kind of thing. I once knew somebody who was in the House of Representatives. I knew him very candidly. I used to talk to him years ago. It's not been anybody near any time. But I said, what's up with all this stuff? And he says, they try to get you on the blackmail. They get you for campaign finance or fooling around with somebody else, you know, some girl or boy or whatever your predilection is up there in D.C., all right? And then they have that, and they just open it up, show it to you, and they say, hey, this is the way I like you have your vote, you know? And that's the way it's been done, and it's been done for a long time. And the number of people that are not corrupt, because I used to ask him that. I said, how many people are not really corrupt? And he said, if you really want to know the truth, just as a handful. He says, a handful in the House, you know, maybe 20, 25 people. And he said, maybe in the Senate, 10, you know, and that's about it. Now, that will fluctuate from time to time as things go by, but I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is now the time to pray. This is now the time to pray. And if you're not have a personal relationship, you don't with Lord Jesus, then it's time to get one. Here's what you do. You just say, Lord Jesus, I'm of a sinner and I repent of my sins. You can actually list them if you want, but you won't remember everything, I guarantee you. And you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And if he knows you're true and that you're sincere, he will start to wash you clean with his blood. He'll wash you clean and you'll start to feel different. Get involved in the word and read what Lord Jesus has to say. Read the other books of the Bible too, but I'm going to tell you, most people have not focused in on what Lord Jesus had to say If he's your savior, listen to what he's telling you, because he told it long time ago about what's happening right now. Or welcome back. Hawk is back on right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're fading out on that. Some kind of thing happened to take us off the air. I don't know what it is. GS Radio, they don't know what it was, so we're going back on. He quickly put something up. So anyway, I'm down, now I'm back up. Somebody told me, did you check the perimeters of your house before you went on? I did not, but I did make sure I locked all the doors, okay? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, they don't like what I'm telling you. They don't like what I'm telling you, so that tells me that you had better get ready. And I'm going to just tell you quietly and nicely and straightforwardly. If you don't have a place, like in your garage, and I don't know if you have a basement, get a corner of the basement. Take a corner of the basement, put your stored water and food that you might have, pile it up. You can pile up old, furniture, all kind of stuff like that. You can pile old furniture, things like that, in a corner and get underneath it. You can take concrete blocks, put them up, bags of, flour, wheat, rice, whatever it is you got, stack them up and get in a corner and have some water and all that kind of thing there. If you already have nuclear, biological, chemical gear, then at least get it out to where you know where it might be. Because you might see the whole grid go down, or you might hear something overhead. You might even hear an explosion. I don't know. This could happen. I'm not saying Hawk is guaranteeing this is going to happen. No. But I'm going to tell you, the old motto of the Boy Scouts would be prepared, you know. Be prepared. And I'll tell you, they're back on for all the people. This is back live. People are asking me still. Some people are saying, yeah, you're back on. Others are still reacting that I was off. But anyway, this is Old Hawk coming to you live Friday night. And we got a civil war or attempted coup d'etat in Russia. And that is ongoing against Putin. And it's by apparently the Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner PMC group or whatever. Which is a mercenary army that the Russians have, or they hired to fight in Ukraine. And consequently, this could get out of hand. And then at some point in time, they could launch onto the Ukraine, which then draws all the Union aircraft and all the stuff in an attack against the Russians. You see, they could hit that spot, which is the nuclear, power plant in southern Ukraine, not the Naprozhny nuclear power plant, but the other one in southern Ukraine, where apparently the U.S. is, and the NATO troops and Zelensky are hiding a lot of the U.S. material, which tells me there might be nuclear bombs or something in there already, might be cruise missile or whatever it might be, tactical nuclear weapons that under the guise or the cover of the radiation from the radio, from the nuclear power plant, that could then hide them. I don't know. But that's a strong possibility. And that's why you would hide stuff under the cover of a nuclear power plant. So here we are. Another Friday night looking at maybe it's just like Indiana Jones. Maybe it's the dial of destiny, you see. I was going to talk to you about something also, and I'll tell you right now, just while we're at it, to go on to something else a little bit different, but still just as bad. I've talked to you over the years, and I've told you about Mimic and showing you and telling you about all the massive waves of huge waves of energy that come out of Antarctica, which I think is from ancient fallen angels, machinery and technology that is buried down below or under the ice, or in caverns in the big ice doors inside of the mountains and pyramids that are down in Antarctica. If you've ever heard Leonard Moulton Howe talk about the one guy who was a Navy SEAL who was sent down there, and they were looking for somebody, and they came upon this thing, this big door in the side of the mountain, and they pushed on it, and the door opened. Outside, it was minus 30 below or something like that where they were out. They walked into the halls, and this weird green light, and these big hallways, then the door automatically shuts, and the temperature inside of that was about 68 to 72, they said. And then the seal said they walked on down. They saw these strange glyphs and hieroglyphs on the wall, and the wall was glowing green, and they went into a big hallway and all this kind of stuff. That's in Antarctica. So years ago, and long-time listener, remember when I said I think Obama is trying to jump us into another timeline, another, you know, string theory and a different timelines and stuff, where you have similar type things happening in each line of time and space, but they're slightly different, and on a different timeline, outcomes are different. And I said back then, I believe Obama is trying to jump us into a different time and space line, okay? Well, I think that that's being attempted to be. Apparently, the speed of the Earth has been increasing. I told you about this not long ago. We're seeing all that energy coming up in the equatorial areas. And I thought at the time, I said, I think they're speeding up the planet or possibly changing its wobble. One of the things that can be done is they slightly change the tilt of the planet, and it gets more sunlight. It's more sunlight. You think that that might cause 120 degree temperatures in South Texas? Do you think that might be where you've got changes in latitude, changes in attitude, where you got all kind of weird weather going on? But then, of course, on the other thing, all right, you've got the HAARP-like devices, the scalar interferometers, whatever you want to call them, the Tesla howitzers, okay? And they're impacting the weather. And then the loony balloons. Oh, yeah. Oh, just great. You know, DARPA. Oh, DARPA advanced research, you know, project stuff. They're the ones who made the loony balloons for Google. And then Google was using the red Chinese to launch them. And then they were coming over. And all that was just all loving. Now, you see, those things are also still now overlooking. They were overlooking today over and yesterday over Montana and the Dakotas, overlooking where all our launch sites are at. Are they going to say, oh, we just saw the launch and send that to Peking, you see? Ladies and gentlemen, the people running the United States government are not who you think they are. Most of them are sewn up tight with the Lucys, with the Luciferians, and the big banks, and Red China, or this one, that one, or the other one. And I'm going to tell you what, the game here is planet Earth population no more than 500 million. Population planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Courtesy of Lucifer, you see. And then Obama's just coming right on in. You know, I never said he was exactly the Antichrist. I thought it might be, somebody else. Boutros Ghali, perhaps, or somebody like that. But I'm going to tell you, that's going to be revealed here before too long. And at the end of the war, you see, when the war is on, and the war is about to be on, the Gog-Magog War, whatever you're going to call it, all right? And once it starts, and the first nuke goes somewhere, then it goes whoosh, 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 all over the world. It's going to hit all at the same time. Brother Quayle's told you that for years. It's not going to be, well, this step will do, and then the chart line that we got from this guy, he said it has to be over here, and then it can't be because it's over there. And no, when it goes, it's going to go whoosh, kaboom. So therefore, you need to be ready now. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and that's the first prep. Let's see here. I'm getting something here. Apparently, let's see what we got. Prigozhin has announced that his forces from an independent confirmation, apparently, are marching on Moscow, and that civilians should stay inside, and that Ministry of Defense troops should surrender to Wagner. If he's serious, Russia's now in a state of civil war. The FSB has opened a criminal case against Prigozhin. He's charged with calling for armed rebellion. This is not theater. It's a real power struggle inside Russia. All right? The fact that Wagner relies on the doesn't mean Wagner can't carry out a coup. It means the coup requires the help from the pro-Wagner faction inside the MOD. Latest audio message, Prigozhin claims that the majority of Russian military supports Wagner. against Shoigu. He says soldiers are sending a message of support, saying they'll finally receive the ammunition they need. New message from Wagner, it has begun. Neither the FSB or General Serovkin can stop what has begun. All the generals who with trembling hands turn to the musicians, Wagner, which calls to stop, have actually already signed their sentences. There's definitely will be a tribunal, okay? Wagner is also saying that Serovkin will stand trial for the murder of Kirsten. It's clear he is not part of the attempted coup. This is bad for Perovskin because Serovkin seemed to be his biggest ally in the Minister of Defense. SFB and Serovkin have issued statements calling Wagner forces to take Prigozhin into custody. So has the deputy head of the GRU, that's the Russian military intelligence. They're desperately trying to stop the crisis of turning into civil war. Wagner claims Prigozhin has made offers to the National Guard, which it's better not to refuse. The fulfillment of criminal orders. This is an independent recount of some of the things that Turner has talked about, the fulfillment of criminal orders, interfering with the campaign of justice by Wagner will end badly for those who make the wrong choice. It's a coup attempt. So there you go. There it is right now. And then Wagner says once General Shoigu is arrested, then the war in Ukraine really starts. And the Russian Ministry of Defense claims that Ukrainian forces are taking advantage of the chaos caused by Prigozhin. It says they've begun an offensive around Bakhmut, which Russian aerospace forces are attempting to push back. So this thing is going to go wild, weasel. And you still got all the NATO troops over there. They haven't sent them home yet. The NATO aircraft, all the stuff. We already told you that last night. I told you could see the videos of actually Americans somehow or another fighting on the lines in Ukraine, wearing Ukrainian uniform with the big bright green stuff, you know, whatever their color of the day is for their code, you know. Ah, boy, I'll tell you what. And here's somebody, that's a good thing to say. Old JB out of Ohio said that he bought one of Steve Quayle's last copies of Breed No Evil. And he said, what a treasure. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to stevequayle.com or call him up at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you need to get silver or you need to get gold, or if you need any of Steve's books, or you would like to get on his private briefings, or to get the new DVDs, the Lies of Men and Gods, you know, or the mega drought, which we're in big time in this country. We're still in that mega drought, in spite of some of the snow and the rain we've had. So stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. If you can get one of the copies of Breed No Evil, or, you know, about the weather war and all that stuff, it'll be a godsend to you. Get the Giants book. Show it to your kids. Get all the different ones. Aliens, Fallen Angels, you know. Xenogenesis. All the different books of Steve. Terminated. All right. All those books that are so vital for the understanding what's going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You also, I'll tell you what. You want to keep Old Hawk in there? And I hope you do. I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Could be sent, Federal Reserve notes, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And while I'm at it, I'll just give the shout-out. While we still can get Bibles and songbooks in the native languages of the Montagnards, the mountain tribes people of Indochine, it's the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. They're on fire for the word of the Lord and for Lord Jesus over there in the Montagnard areas. Many of you from Vietnam know exactly what I'm talking about, may have served up in those regions or served with the Montagnards. So anyway, they are on fire for Jesus. And of course, the communist government still would like to wipe them out and not allow any of that stuff to happen. But each village has got its own dialect, and these are published and printed specifically for the village, for their dialect, and a songbook to match it. You can't beat that. Lord Jesus, they're on fire for him. And I'm on fire for him too. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Seek him first. And at the same time, get your boots by the door. Get your body armor by the door. Get your truck and stuff ready to load. Be loaded up, all right? Just in case you got to go to the bug out. But if not, pray and ask, Lord, should I stay at home or should I go to my bug out area? Because I'm not telling you, you got to absolutely go. I'm just telling you to be ready, ready, ready. All right? We don't know what's going to happen here. But in the midst of all of this, it's a dangerous time. It is such a dangerous time. So I don't know, whatever you think, ladies and gentlemen, but this is getting to be too close. Just almost too close for the wild weasel to hop around and run, okay? Consequently, if you thinking about what I was just telling you about the energy from the Antarctic, you can go to MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, University of Wisconsin, all right? You can go there and click on it, and then what you do is you got to click down and you look at the domains. You got the world, World 180, North Atlantic, North America, CONUS, like the continental United States, East Pacific, West Pacific, Indian Ocean. You can look at all those different things. And if you watch that every day, periodically, you're going to see all kind of stuff, and you're going to see the type of things I'm talking about. Because I'm going to tell you, one of these days, you're liable to see great big tall boys walk down your street. You know, I'm talking about the fallen angels, and also the gigantos, all right? And people think there are no giants. Well, Vanuatu, that area, they still got that stuff, some of that down in there. And, oh, man, I'm telling you, I remember a few years ago, Brother Quayle was going to have a guy was going to come from the Vanuatu in those area, that area, and then come to meet him. And then that's when the guy was going, he went to Thailand and was making connection go. And that's when a bar blew up in Thailand. This stuff is much more really, really, really real than you can ever really, really, really think. When you see a TR-3B for real, and you see it maybe like I saw one last year, in suburban Kansas, outside of Kansas City, suburban Kansas, an intersection I go down, and I told you all about it back then. That thing was no more than 500 feet up there. Huge! 300 feet aside, triangular craft, blackish gray, had the lights on the tips and one in the center. And I'll tell you what, I know that was the MMV. Because when I came down that road, I came that road from seeing a situation where about six cop cars with the cops with their rifles and shotguns out pointing them at two guys who looked to be perhaps Middle Eastern, I don't know. And they were in a white plain van, a plain white step van kind of a deal. And they had them up against the wall with the shotguns on them, and their hands were in the air. And that was right where I was coming down through. I'd been gone to get some takeout food. So I've seen them. I've seen these before. And I'll tell you, if you really look hard enough and you look around, you might just see stuff too. because there's more of it ongoing than people expect there to be ongoing. But if Russia's in the midst of a civil war and the things like that start to go bye-bye, then that makes everybody nervous, and that makes the NATO crowd and all the different people think they can then take on Russia. And then all it goes is push that button, the reset button. Remember? Hillary had the reset button. It was a red button on a yellow circuit kind of thing. And they misspelled reset in Cyrillic wrong, if you remember. So this is the kind of stuff we're at. It's totally wild weasel. Your government in the United States is totally screwed up against the wall. And in my opinion, in many places, is traitorous. Traitorous. So now we're going to see what Steve has told you for all those years ago. You're going to see problems with water, and you're going to see the water move to the West Coast. But at the same time, let me tell you about water and what I'm learning up from people up around the Northern California area there. The Oroville Dam, about 3-4 days ago, they told me that the level was at 901 and stuff was starting to come over the emergency spillway. Then it had been back down and it was about 1 to 2 feet, like 897, 898 instead of 900 or 901. And that thing was there, but there's a ton of water there pushing against that dam. And if the Oroville Dam goes and it all goes kablooey, then you're going to see massive flooding downstream and possibly other dams and stuff go, and the whole thing is going to go wild weasel in California. You're going to see millions affected by flooding. You're going to see crops destroyed and fruit trees and nuts and all the different stuff like that. You're going to see that kind of thing, vegetables. Go get you some canned goods. Go get you some mountain house and do it quickly. And I'm going to tell you what, don't expect to always order online and get something immediately. You had a case where the UPS drivers are going to be on strike here, and you got this one, and you got that one, and the other one, and it's all going to go wild weasel up for grabs. But one thing you can do when you're online, go and download Nuclear War Survival Skills. Okay, it's a free PDF. It's free. I would suggest you print it out and put it in plastic sleeves. It's by Cresson H. Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N-H, period, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-Y. And there's a 1987 updated and expanded edition. The foreword is by Dr. Edward Teller. Now, I've known several people who knew Teller, and one knew him real well. One guy I know, Dr. Teller, went to his high school science project because he was doing extreme research on Tesla and Tesla effects and using Tesla coils and all kind of stuff. And Dr. Edward Teller was told about that, and he went to the science fair to meet somebody I know. And then he also ensured that that person got into the right places later on in the military. All right. But survival skills, it's about 317 pages. But you can download it for free. Go up online. I found this at oism.org. Oism.org. But anyway, just type in a search engine, Nuclear War Survival Skills, Cresson Carney, K-E-A-R-N-Y, Carney, Cresson, C-R-E, S-S-O-N-K-E-R-N-Y, Carney, and download that and start to read it. It shows you how to dig shelters. It tells you what the stuff is about, what would happen if this happens. If you're a survivor, help, how to help people, how to respond, all the different stuff. It's got pictures of shelters and people in them and all kinds of different things. Pole-covered trench shelter for outdoors, placing 9-foot poles. It's like all these things. It even tells you how to make your own radiation detector. I think everybody ought to download that and do it quickly. All right. if something in there might just catch your eye, it may just save your bacon. You know what I mean? Ah, ladies and gentlemen. And then in the midst of all of this, you see, in the midst of all of it all, then what you're going to see is you're going to see the space aliens come. Whether it be real ones or whether it be fake ones from the United States or whether it be a combination, which it probably is. Well, what you're talking about is Luciferian, fallen angels, and their people, and then you're going to have pond scum from outside of the planet. Now, I know that there is some of that, but I also know that the Nazis had their spacecraft. We have our spacecraft. I don't think there's the numbers that some people think there are, say there are, on our side of the coin, but I'll tell you what. Brother Quayle knew the MMV. I know the MMV. And they've saved my bacon and warned against me several times and the same with Steve several times. And I still always talk about them right here on air. Because I'll tell you what, they're the ones that fought the Draco Prime and the Dulce down base. There are some of the guys who fought against the Draco Prime and the lower levels of the Dulce base and put it on them. And all kind of people died down there. This is years ago. Look up the Dulce base and the war underground of the Dulce base. And then since then, they've been sublimated in different military units over the years, different things, sometimes Department of Energy, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Sometimes in Naval Aviation Groups, all kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, a lot of them have split the planet, but they're back and they're in their spacecraft. And hopefully, MMV, if the Lord will allow you to do it, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against those who are true constitutional Bill of Rights Americans, and strike blows against them. Take them out of their comfort range. Take the WEF and all those people, all those lying, smearing, hypocritical, Luciferian, pond scum people, and put them in the ditch. Wreck their financial situations. It's a time to get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Time to get prepared. Oh, yes. Oh. I'm making noise because my back is killing me. So anyway, that's just what I'm telling you, why I'm making the noise. And, you know, here we go. You got to remember also that we have Spetsnaz that were hired by the Obama administration. Russian Special Forces Spetsnaz, at least one battalion of them were hired inside the United States. And they were to go against, they were going to use it. They even did a drill. Obama had them do a drill, the Russian Spetsnaz, to do a drill to fight against. Well, in the drill scenario, were disgruntled American veterans and disabled American veterans, constitutionalists, and Christians who were attacking the government and who were attacking the Denver airport or some such drill scenario. And in that scenario, they had somehow or another got a hold of trying to get into underneath the Pikes Peak area, the big base, you know, the big communications under the ground nuclear with the 4-foot thick door base. And in that drill in the Obama administration, they used Russian Spetsnaz to go and attack and to try to gain back the underground base and tunnels from U.S. veterans, Christians, disabled American veterans, etc. That's what your government under Obama did. They hired Russian Spetsnaz. They're still here. There's thousands of red Chinese saboteurs here. There are thousands of different Muslim factions and groups here. All kind of people. ready to rock and roll, and they have been rocking and rolling, haven't they? You're going to see all the different stuff. You're seeing different tanker cars. You're seeing that. And then, oh, boy, they built that I-95 in 12 days. Why in the heck can't we build a bridge in just 1 or 2 months, you know, 1 month? They got 95 back up quick, didn't they? I'll tell you what. You need to get more food, water stored. Get this 5-gallon cans or, you know, blue, so you know it's water, not gasoline, and fill them up, however it is you're going to store it. And one can of Progresso beef barley soup or chunky sirloin burger soup from Campbell's or whatever it is, one can of that with the meat, the vegetables, the potatoes, all the stuff, the gravy, that's a ration for one day for one person. You get that. You get some dandelion greens that haven't been sprayed, by the way. You got to get them when they're out somewhere else, not in the neighbor's yard. Poke, salad, whatever it might be. You put that together. If you got a little handful of rice, you throw in a pot, cook it all up with that, or put it on a piece of bread if you can got some grain to make bread. And I'm going to tell you what, if you can get a hold of grain, if you can get a hold of buckets of grain, and you put the food grade diatomaceous earth, put that in those buckets of grain or in the rice, keeps the bugs out of there, keeps them from doing any problem. And you can make you up a little bit of that. You got something to eat. You got fighting strength. If you don't have at least a basic shortwave radio to listen on the single sideband on the SSB, but it'd be better if you had almost even just a small ham radio, you know, a small radio to where you could have a transmitter, transceiver. And you're better off to listen and see what's going on and try to figure out what's happening in the world. When the lights go out, it's going to be no joke. They probably ain't coming back on. Probably ain't going to be coming back on. So you better figure out what you're going to do. You're going to figure out what you're going to be. How you going to get the kids home from, you know, T-ball, soccer, bop, 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 swimming lessons, diving lessons, bop, 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 bop. Well, you're going to have to make and tell some people about what you're up to and what you're doing. You need to talk about your family. You need to pray with them. You need to tell them what's kind of going down so that they understand that now the clear blue, you just didn't deny them their right to play on their video games or something, you know? Oh, man, oh, man. Now, here's something from somebody else. Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin claimed that the regular Russian army has launched a missile strike on the Wagnerites' rear camps. Prigozhin added that the Russian defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, had fled Rostov like a coward and that the creature will be stopped. Russia's Ministry of Defense called the statement a provocation. Russian dictator Vladimir Putin has been informed of the conflict between Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of the Wagner Group, and Sergei Shoigu, the Russian defense minister, a criminal case being brought against Prigozhin for incitement to armed rebellion. So there's this coup d'etat attempt or a civil war attempt in Russia. I doubt whether they're talking about it on TV. Probably not. So you're just supposed to go and go, ho-hum, ha-ha-ha, let's have Friday night. Well, all the smart people are going to go right to the grocery store and get some more groceries. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have some kind of a basic solar setup that will recharge a battery, you know, or a battery bank, or that will recharge a electric inverter for you, or the 4-in-1 type of the car battery, air up the tires, that has a battery in it, you can charge that. And they usually have a plug-in as well. But you got to get something to where you can keep not your whole lights on, because you know what you should have, according to Matthew 25, you should have a lamp and lamp oil at the ready. 120-hour candles. If you don't, go to the hardware store and get you a Dietz lantern or something tonight. Get you some lamp oil, at least for a little while, to put in it. I can't tell you enough to say or to do any of these kind of things, and I'd like to be talking about really wild and crazy off-type things, but I'm going to tell you what. All I know is that when this stuff comes home to roost, you know, you got the Third World War. You got World War III, just like they talked about. You got bank holidays coming. You got all kind of stuff. We're in this period where we've got the Russian overture and the Red Chinese overture already started. The sabotage stuff going on in America. And then we've got to look forward to domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008, all right? And that's a long thing. And Greg Evans and I talked to you about that so many times. And I've talked to you about it. It details all the stuff that FEMA's going to do and come for you. And they're going to go block to block and go cordon and search. Detail, hut. Well, I'll tell you what. You apply old Solzhenitsyn's front porch to all of it. Because I don't care if it's biker gangs coming down the road or if it's street gangs coming up the road or whatever it is. Or if it's the female lefty pink-haired professor from the local third-rate college coming with her butter knife and her toadies to come to take your food because you've got a generator and they know you've got food and they'll kill you for your generator, for your food, or whatever it is. Then you stand in the gap against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, for your house, your business, your farm, your ranch, whatever it is. And don't go anywhere, particularly in states, a lot of states now, and in Missouri or in Kansas, you can concealed carry without a permit. Certain stores, they don't want you to take it in, that kind of stuff, and you can't take it in the federal building or, you know, anything like that, but you know what I'm saying? You can conceal carry without permits. That's in a lot of states. In many states, you can't conceal carry, but you can open carry on your, like a pistol on your belt. Carry it. You're out and about in the countryside, carry it. Or have it in the car or what have you. Go well-heeled wherever you can. Because at the wrong time, it's always going to be the wrong time when you're going to hear or see the, you know, and maybe an explosion happens or it rumbles your earth, or maybe you just see all the lights go out and you know that maybe they hit some area and you better get home or you better get back to the bug out or wherever you're at. And I'm not trying to say I'm going to guarantee this is going to happen or that, but I'm going to tell you, you need to be prepared for it if it is. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. And Lord Jesus loves you. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Bendango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, baby. Keep your eye on the optics and the 338. Road and track, little L. God bless you. Have fun at Muay Thai, but come home and let your daddy read you a Bible story tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it could be it, but hopefully we got more time. Let's pray for it. Good night.